That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. That's it. Praise Him right now. Give Him a hand clap of praise in His house. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love You. God, I love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Saints, God, I just want you to know your pastor loves you. I want to tell you that tonight. See, I'm back up here on the platform. We don't mind that we try things here and there. But one of the things that I noticed was that the people coming up for prayer dropped off dramatically. Why? I don't know, but it did. With me sitting down there, hardly anybody came up here for prayer. As you can see this morning and tonight, open traffic. That's fine. That's what I want. Yeah. That's why I'm back up here. Yeah. If you need prayer, right, we want to pray for that's you. Right. Amen. Whatever it is. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm here for each and every one of you. And I want you to always know that. Amen. You are loved. If you'll turn in your Bibles to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, we're going to read verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that ye might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Lord, we thank You for Your word. And I thank You for each one here tonight. And I just pray, God, that You'll speak to each of us. God, that You'll speak to Your servant. And Your will be done in Jesus' name. You can be seated. I want to speak to you tonight. Don't let the thief steal your abundant life. Don't let the thief steal your abundant life. I want to look at the latter part of John 10. And Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Folks, God does not want us down and out. God wants us, amen, to be happy, living for Him, having joy in our life. Problems come our way. But it is a choice to be happy. Amen? We don't have to like things that come and problems that come in our life. But I choose to be happy no matter what comes my way. Because I know that I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I know that He's going to see me through. Amen? So Jesus said, I have come. I want to give you life. I want to give it to you more abundantly. I like that. Folks, that is what God wants for our lives. He wants us to be abundant. He wants us to have plenty. He wants us to have riches. A lot of pressed down, running over, and shaken together. A whole lot of abundant life. A whole lot of abundance in our spiritual condition. A whole lot of abundance in our relationships with others. A whole lot of abundance in our finances. A whole lot of abundance in our health and in our faith. A whole lot of abundance in our hope, abundance in so many aspects of our spiritual and physical existence. That's what God wants. So let's look at the first part of John 10:10. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And when you're talking about the thief, who are we talking about? Satan, the devil. He wants to destroy us. So if you have been trying to get to the abundant life in your walk with God, and it seems like it keeps eluding you somehow, that you might need to think about the first part of the scripture. Folks, we need to recognize that we have an adversary whose desire is to keep you from receiving what it is that God has for your life. How does he do that? The Bible tells us that he steals. The Bible tells us that he kills. The Bible tells us that he destroys. He doesn't sound like a very nice guy, does he? So why do so many people flirt with this guy? Come on. Why are people messing around with him? You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, you're doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing. You're getting involved in things. Maybe you're doing, I don't know, drinking, carrying on. I don't know what all you may be doing. Maybe you have a bad attitude. Maybe you don't like somebody else. When you allow those things in your life, you're flirting with the enemy. Because God, that's not God. He doesn't want those things. So how would you like to live next door to this guy? Some of you might say, I do. No, I don't know. Yeah, he steals from people. He kills people. He destroys things in people's lives. Amen? Sounds like the kind of guy that you don't want to have living next door, right? Now see, folks, he doesn't want to live next door to you. That's the thing. He wants to live in your house. Amen? He wants to set up shop, stealing and killing and destroying right in your own home. And in fact, he wants to do it in your life. Now, I don't think that any of us really want the thief working in our lives. Amen? If I asked everyone to raise your hand, do you want the devil? You'd say, no, I don't. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 4 says, now the serpent was more subtle. What's that word subtle mean? It means sneaky. It means clever. It means cunning. It means scheming. It means calculating. He's more subtle. The serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said, now get ready to hear the lies, okay? Here's what the enemy said through the serpent. He said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Folks, God says one thing, and the devil is saying something else. Because one of them is speaking truth and the other is lying. One is speaking eternal life. The other is speaking eternal damnation or the eternal destruction. One is speaking life more abundantly. The other is killing and stealing and destroying. In Genesis 3, 5 through 6 says, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree is to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. You see, folks, he's been at this for a long time. The devil has been at this for a long time, since the beginning. When he lied to Eve in the garden, he actually tricked her and Adam into losing their preeminence and the rule over Satan. And as a result of their sin, they were subject to death. They were subject to diseases and to the hardships of life. Why? Because they were disobedient. Adam and Eve were living in paradise. Do you know that Adam and Eve were created to live forever? That's what God's intentions, to live forever. Can you imagine that? We can't even imagine when we hear someone that lived 300 or 400 years or 800 or 900 years in the Word of God. We can't hardly fathom that. But God created them to live forever. But because of their disobedience, they were subject to death. Because of their disobedience, they were subject to diseases and hardships in life. God didn't intend for all this. All the stuff that we see, the ugliness in the world, that was not God's intentions. But it's because of the choices that they made. They lived in paradise, folks. But when the thief got through with them, they were living by the sweat of their brow among the thorns and among the thistles. And if you want to know, folks, where sickness and hunger and pain and suffering came from, it happened in Genesis 3. And it happened all because the thief took them from what God had prepared for them. Amen. And what's crazy, folks, was they did it almost willingly. That just blows your mind. I wonder how it would have been different if the serpent would have had a sign around his neck that said, liar. Come on. Think about it. Does anybody think it would have been different if he had slithered in there and he had this sign hanging around his neck that said, liar? I think it would have been different. Maybe. Maybe not. Let me make a point to you here, okay? Now, we all think it would have been different. Raise your hand if you think it would have been different. Half of us. The other half don't care, or you think it wouldn't have changed things. Eve would have known not to believe him, right? Hopefully. But he didn't. He didn't have that sign. And as a result, things got really bad for Adam and Eve. Reality hit real quick. And that is why in the New Testament, Jesus gave us John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. And he says, I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Now hear me. Hear me tonight. John chapter 10, verse 10 is a sign hanging around the devil's neck. So from here on out, folks, you know the devil is a liar. Huh? Now, we've heard this verse before. He's a thief. He's a liar. He only wants to destroy your life. See, folks, listen. You're either going to have the thief talking to you in your life, or you're going to have Jesus talking to you in your life. So listen to me tonight, folks. When somebody is coming up to you and tempting you to do something you know you shouldn't, remember the sign. When you get an attitude toward the pastor or somebody else in the church, remember what voice you're listening to. It surely ain't Jesus. There's a sign. Liar, thief. I'm going to try to kill you. You're going to listen to one or another voice. You're going to listen to the thief trying to destroy your life, your abundant life in Jesus Christ, or you're going to listen to Jesus and say, you know what? It's not worth it. Hey, man, I'm going to go up and tell him I love him. I don't want to go out with you and do this. I don't want to do these things tonight. It's not right. It's not what I want. I love Jesus Christ. I don't want to do those things. Come on, folks. You're going to listen to the thief or you're going to listen to Jesus. You see, it's up to you which voice you're going to listen to tonight. Amen? But you need to know that depending on which voice you listen to, you are going to have two very different outcomes in your life. Either you're going to have God giving blessings in abundance that was stolen from you, or along with the death. Come on. Death not only physically but spiritually. But the death of all that God would have given birth in your life, folks. Amen. If you'll just listen to him, he wants you to have that life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Don't let the enemy bring destruction in your life. Some people, they can't figure out something. Why? No matter what they do to improve, try to improve their life, destruction just keeps coming. Are you going to have life and have it more abundantly? The enemy, the serpent, has some lies going around. There is a serpent speaking to some folks, and he's telling you that God doesn't love you. And that God doesn't care about you. He's trying to tell you that God doesn't really care about how you live your life. Folks, and he's telling you that God doesn't want to fill you with his spirit. He's trying to tell you that God doesn't want to deliver you from your sins. He tells people all the time, every day, everywhere, that God isn't listening to them. And that God doesn't hear your prayers. He tries to tell people God doesn't hear your prayers. He doesn't hear your cries. The thief will tell you that there's way too much trouble in the church for us to say that we are living the abundant life. Amen. Too much unemployment, too much sickness, too much marital troubles, too much sin, too many lies, too much death. See, folks, a lie can sound like the truth if you don't know the difference. And if you're listening to everything the world has to say and the thief is saying in your life, you are going to be very confused in your walk with God. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be he corrupt by the flatteries. Hear me what I'm saying. It says, as such as do wickedly against the covenant or the things of God, shall he corrupt by flatteries? Or you could say, by corrupt by lies. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Amen. In the New Living Translation says, he will flatter or lie. He will lie and win over those who have violated the covenant or who have disobeyed God. But the people who know their God will be strong and will resist him. Come on. Hallelujah. That's talking about the abundant life, folks. God says, I want to give you abundant life and more abundantly. Look, folks, you are either going to be corrupt by his flatteries, or you are going to know your God and you're going to be strong and you're going to do great things for God. 1 John 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? Right there. Amen. Anybody that denies that Jesus is the Christ, amen, the thief is talking to him. Amen. And when the thief says that Jesus isn't the Christ and Christ can't make a difference in your life, you know the thief is a liar and is talking. That is a voice you don't want to listen to. You see, in John 8, Jesus is speaking to Peter in John 8, 44. Ye are of your father, the devil. How'd you like to have Jesus for your pastor? Huh? You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, and he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus, folks, he had no problem pointing his finger at the wrong voice in his life, and neither should you. I guess I'm not as hard as some people tell me I am. Jesus didn't care. You are of your father, the devil. Some of you go out of this office boohooing and crying if I said that. Pastor doesn't love me. He said, I'm like my father, the devil. James 4, 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. He says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Acts chapter 2, 37 through 40. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort more saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Do you see that, folks? God wants to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Know this, folks. There are all kinds of voices out there that say it is not for you today. People are saying that Holy Ghost and baptism is not for you today. Amen, folks. The Word of God said it is for you and your children and to all that are far off, even as many the Lord our God shall call. He's a liar! Acts 2:39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That sounds like God is still giving it away today. Amen. I have had people tell me in the Holy that the Holy Ghost is not for people today. Come on, I've heard people say that. It's not for those people. It's for those people back in the Bible days. You know what the response is good for that? You're too late. I've already received it. Amen. I remember when I spoke in tongues the very first time. I remember. You're too late. Don't tell me now. Come on. Hallelujah. When you are in the Word, folks, when you're in the Word, the thief can't kill. He can't steal. He can't destroy in your life. This is a simple message, and it's supposed to be simple, folks. It does not have to be complicated. It only becomes complicated when we allow the thief to get into our heads and into our hearts. See, there are some promises, folks, that God has promised and a hope that He gives to our life. And we cannot tap into that if we don't know what is and if we don't understand how to see it come to place in our lives. Stand here tonight. It's for you. His promises are real. It is for you tonight. Amen. Do you want what God has for you? Amen. You want what God has, or do you want to listen to some voices that will take you down? How about it tonight, folks? Amen. Don't let Him steal your abundant life. Well, all of you just take your key things out right now and click that off. Oh, we don't know whose it is. God wants to bless each of us here tonight. God wants to bless us here. See, the devil don't want you to pay attention right now. He wants you to focus on something, get your mind off, because he don't want you to have God's blessing tonight. I'm telling you, folks. The devil knows how to distract us. Whose car is that? We need to, this year, determine, I'm going to listen to the voice of God in my life. I'm not going to let things get under my skin. I'm going to stay in the Word so that I'm not tempted by things in the world. I'm going to put God first. If it keeps me from the house of God, I don't want it. If it keeps me from being what God wants me to be, I don't want it. What voice are you going to listen to tonight? See, I believe the voice of God wants us to come up here right now and to seek Him and say, God, help me this year to have that abundant life. Help me, God, to be what you want me to be. God, if you have promises for me, then I want them. Come on, folks. God has promises for you. Do you want those promises in your life? Do you want to seek after the things of God? Come on. Hallelujah.